Narrating a novel locally, a voice cloning audio pipeline. I wanted a multi-voice audiobook, a full narrator plus distinct character voices produced entirely on my own hardware, for free, without cloning a single living person. This is the audio pipeline that got me there. Zero-shot voice cloning on an 8GB consumer GPU, a casting system, and the one trick that matters more than any of it, keeping the read from jumping around. The commercial route priced itself out immediately. A cloud TTS read of an entire novel would have run tens of thousands of credits and months of wall clock on a metered plan. So the whole thing runs locally on F5 TTS, a zero-shot voice cloning model. Give it about 10 seconds of reference audio plus the transcript of that snippet, and it speaks new text in that voice. No fine-tuning, no training run, it clones from the reference at inference time on an 8GB card. The rule that shaped everything, consent, before any tech, no cloning living, identifiable people, not actors, not celebrities, nobody who didn't agree to it. Every voice in the production comes from one of two places. Public domain audio seeds, LibriVox.archive.org, recordings old enough or licensed to be free to use, my own voice, which I own. That constraint isn't a footnote, it drove the whole casting process. The dead-sounding ROM construct character, for instance, started life as a public domain LibriVox chapter, read by a volunteer, then got machined into something inhuman, with DSP, more on that below, not lifted from any film performance. If you take one thing from this post, let it be that you can do expressive, characterful voice work without scraping a real person's identity. Consistency beats per voice perfection. Here's the counterintuitive lesson. The thing that makes AI narration sound amateur isn't a slightly off-character voice. It's the audio lurching between clips, timber and pace drifting from one sentence to the next. Zero-shot TTS reestimates duration and prosody on every independent generation, so back-to-back clips wander in speed and tone, even from the same reference. Fixing that took a four-part de-jitter recipe, and it's worth more than any amount of per-character polish. Pin the seed. A fixed RNG seed, seed U42, gives every clip the same latent initialization, which holds timbre steady across thousands of generations. Pin the speed. Speed equals 1.0 everywhere. No per-line pace ever. I tried slowing a drugged-out character down to 0.85. It read as a jump, so it got reverted. One loudness target on every clip. Every single cue ends its filter chain with the identical loud norm. No per-voice loudness shaping. The whole production sits at one level. Short crossfades at every seam. Clips are joined with a tiny triangular crossfade, so the boundaries don't click or lurch. A useful gotcha, a casting sheet that slams five voices together back-to-back will sound jumpier than the real thing because it's nothing but seams. A real chapter is about 80% one narrator, so it flows. Judge consistency on real material, not the stress test. A second gotcha worth saving you the rabbit hole. Moving the same model to the cloud does not fix drift. It's the same model hosted F5 only offloads your GPU. It doesn't change the prosody behavior. Don't chase consistency by changing where it runs. Casting, one source of truth, every speaker, the narrator, each principal, and each one-line walk-on maps to a voice in a single table that both the renderer and the stitcher read. A row is just tag, seed, speed, DSP chain. Principals get a fixed public domain seed, chosen once and reused everywhere, so a character sounds the same in Chapter 2 and Chapter 20. Distinctness comes from DSP, not from hunting down 30 seeds. Two characters can share a base seed and still sound clearly different if each gets its own internally uniform processing, which leads to the timber chains. Walk-on drop characters, a guard, a clerk, one or two lines, get a deterministically random voice, hash the character's name, pick a seed, pitch pair from a gender-appropriate pool, and guarantee no two walk-ons collide and that none lands too close in pitch to a principal on the same seed. Everybody's different. Nobody had to be hand-cast. Timber is an UFMPP chain. Once a voice's identity lives in its seed, its character is just a deterministic audio filter chain independently dialable and applied identically to every line that character speaks. Consistency again. Pitch shifts use the resample trick, acetrate to move pitch plus formants, a tempo to restore the original duration, so they sound like a differently sized person rather than a chipmunk artifact. Compressor flattens emotional affect, a crusher adds digital grit, an 18 millis echo gives a hollow comb. Every chain ends in the same loud norm. That's the non-negotiable. The script, verbatim text, then heuristic attribution. The audio is only as good as the script feeding it, and there were two rules. Text is verbatim from the source file, never reconstructed from memory. An LLM will happily remember a famous novel and paraphrase it. For a faithful reading that's poison, every line is sliced out of the actual source text. The model never gets to improvise the words. Attribution is heuristic, to turn flat prose into tagged cues, narration, case, moly. The tagger matches balanced quote pairs and then guesses the speaker from the surrounding text. Self-introductions, my name is. Speech verb patterns, name plus said, said plus name. Pronoun plus verb resolved by gender. Action beat subjects and a running toothery party who's in this scene. Tracker that resets after long stretches of narration, it lands around 80% right on the first pass. Good enough to review and nudge, and narration over half the lines is 100% correct because it's just the unquoted remainder. Prose gets grouped a few sentences per cue. Dialogue is one cue per quote. Quotes are stripped, they're spoken, not read aloud as quote-unquote. Stitching it together per chapter, the pipeline is... Render every cue to its own wave, output chapter NNN tack, when the whole loop is resumable, it skips any clip that already exists, so a multi-hour run on a small GPU can be killed and restarted without losing work. The model loads once and stays resident across thousands of cues. Process each cue with its character's filter chain, ending in the shared loud norm. Crossfade the process cues into one continuous chapter track with the 0.12 cf triangular fade at every seam, mux the chapter audio under its video, and move on. Everything is plain Python and UFMBB. No proprietary stack, no per minute meter, no non-consensual voice in the building. The visual side, the animated ASCII art backgrounds, and the lo-fi score each chapter plays over is its own pure Python engine. I've open sourced separately as the Flatline Sessions. The takeaways, if you're building something similar, clone only what you have the right to clone. Pin your seed, speed, and loudness so the read doesn't lurch. Let DSP do the work of making voices distinct, and keep your script verbatim from a real source instead of trusting a model's memory.